What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burdy, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And with podcasting, there is so many different ways to grow. And it is something that I do help people with. But one of the areas that I'm looking to learn just as much as you all are looking to learn since you're tuned into this episode is how can we incorporate SEO to drive more traffic to our podcasts? So the guest who joins us today who's going to talk about that, she is the founder and online marketer over at SEO Symbiosis LLC. And fueled by her experience in technology and work in marketing research for, big organizations like YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, our guest has developed a foundation in consumer psychology and how to market products and services in a manner that resonates with a specific audience. So if you guys need help with SEO or anything like that, this is the person to go to. Our guest is none other than Jennifer Yan. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. And I'm looking forward to breaking down SEO. I know it could be a scary beast when it's like 200 ranking factors to kind of determine how your website ranks with Google. So I'm looking to break that down and actually how it correlates with podcasters and how you could actually drive more traffic to your podcast shows.
And I mean, there are so many different updates that are happening with Google. It's hard to keep up with all the pandas, the hummingbirds, and all these different animals that Bert is the newest one, I believe. Yes, yeah. It's really hard to keep up with all this SEO stuff. So I'm wondering, like, to start things off with SEO, like, what would you say are some of the most important metrics? Because there are some metrics that like slightly move you up the map, but there are some other metrics that you focus on those and you get the big results.
Oh, yes. I would say the biggest metrics are number one, link building. So link building, just to break it down really quickly, link building is just having your website link placed on a higher authority website. And there's a number of ways you could do that. You could do that through like maybe offering a scholarship or doing a local event and then having your link placed on their website or even doing a blog article where you could share your link onto their blog article. And so there's several ways to do links. The second most important thing I would say is learning the keywords that your intended audience are searching online. And there's, you know, if you're, let's say, like a lawyer, right? The easy keyword everyone goes for is best lawyer in your city, right? But people aren't thinking about different questions people may have where it's solving their pain points. Like, how do you start an LLC in California? How do you pay yourself when you're LLC? So these kind of keywords, they lead into what you actually do. And people, sometimes they're not as keen on looking at high search volume and low competition keywords that could actually drive even more traffic into your website or podcast.
And I mean, high search volume, low competition, I mean, those are the ideal keywords. I know for YouTube, you use vidIQ to find those types of keywords. What's the Google equivalent for being able to find which of these keywords are the ones we should be focused on?
There actually are a variety of tools ranging from free to paid. If you want to use a free tool and you don't really want to pay for SEO software, actually when you do Google auto suggest, so when you type into a Google search bar and you type like how to start a LLC and you do a search for that, when you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a search section. And there's a reason why Google are suggesting these keywords, because when they search for one keyword like that, they have all these other keywords that have a lot of search volume that are related to the topic that you just typed in. So that's one easy way to do it for free, Google auto suggest. The second way would be if you want to invest in a tool, like Moz is pretty popular in terms of SEO software that could give you a lot of keywords. And so we look at keywords that you could rank for, and we could also look at your competitors. So those people that are already ranking pretty high on Google for the keywords that you want, they basically have a like formula down to actually get ranked at that spot. So we don't reinvent that entire wheel. We just go in there, reverse engineer what's in their content, what kind of links do they have, what type of keywords are they using, and we kind of like steal from the competitor and find out what's that secret sauce making them rank higher on search engines.
And I love how you give that mix, because there are some people who they're going to say, I don't want to invest any money in SEO. Let me just use this free option. Google auto-suggest being very good. I usually just type something into Google, and then before completing the search, Google gives a bunch of suggestions. I do like that auto-suggest, like scroll down, bottom of page one. That's also, I definitely like that better. And then you give Moz for people who want to make those kinds of investments in SEO. And for a podcast standpoint, it's a little complicated in a sense where if you are doing solo episodes, you're fine because you can make them about anything. You just find what keywords are doing well, and then, you know, you do a rant about that keyword pretty much. But when you're interviewing someone, like, you gotta cater to the skill set of the person you're interviewing. So for an interview style podcast, what would your recommendation be for utilizing the keywords while staying true to what your guest knows, what their expertise is?
I would say naturally you want to have a organic conversation, right? You shouldn't sound like a robot. It shouldn't be that we're talking about business and all of a sudden I try to jam a bunch of keywords into our conversation right now. But I would say a good mix of that would be like maybe like 80% a organic conversation. But before you actually do the podcast show, I like basically doing some keyword research, and kind of like you could target the questions you actually ask your guests, and or the guests, if they're thinking from an SEO perspective, they'll maybe list down, these are the topics I want to talk about. And these could be the same topics that the keyword people are searching online with these special keywords. And so you could kind of pre-frame the conversation before you even get on the podcast. And this will give you a lot of traction in terms of keyword research and just tailoring the content to the way your intended audience would search online.
And I love that idea of framing the question based on a keyword that's popular. I've only done that once or maybe twice, like not too many times where I've done it very intentionally. And if you do the initial research, it's one of those things where it's like it takes time to do it, but once you do it, you just have the words in front of you. And when you find good keywords, you could just sort of like reuse them. So for instance, like let's say SEO is a big keyword and I'm interviewing Jennifer and I go SEO, 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 which, you know, you don't actually do that, but you want to include that like in an article, like you would care about keyword density, like how many times you include that word SEO in the article, having a decent percentage. But you could have that as one of your words. So, you know, if I interview someone else on SEO, I don't have to do the research again. I know my word's SEO and or whatever equivalent your keyword is. Would you recommend, like, what are some other time hacks, like just to speed things up with SEO? Because for some people, they feel like this is this process that could take hours, but what has worked for you to get results a little quicker, like in terms of like less hours put into it?
With SEO, I would say like when you do a normal blog article and basically you have content in front of you, I like to kind of like, in order to cut down on time, I like to repurpose as it makes sense. So I repurpose content in various forms, and it's gonna like depend on what your audience is responding to. Do they enjoy reading like maybe a 5-minute blog article, or are they more like they like to listen better? So I repurpose content, and actually, we started off with my company as just an SEO company. And so we actually were working on repurposing what we talk about on podcast shows into a blog article. But the thing about podcasts is that you actually hear someone's human voice. And I found that it's worked wonders in terms of trusting a company brand, because when you're brand new, if you're a small business, trust is really important with your customers. And with a blog article, like, anyone could be anyone online these days. You don't know who to trust and you don't know who to actually go with. But when you hear someone's voice, like imagine Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream," it was a blog article. It wouldn't be as powerful as like being there, hearing his voice, and then seeing how committed and passionate he is about his cause. So I kind of repurpose content to kind of save on time. And actually, we've seen better conversion rates by incorporating SEO into podcasts. And it's just somehow it just creates higher conversion rates because it enables that factor of trust, and you could get other types of information about someone through their tone of voice that sometimes gets lost by just reading text on the screen.
And I do like the idea of repurposing, because, you know, if you optimize a blog post, you could very easily use that same optimized setup for a video, for a podcast, for podcast video, vice versa. Whichever one you start with, you could expand into the others. One of the big debates around podcasting, and this is from a SEO standpoint, it's also from a work standpoint, there's a lot of different standpoints that lead to this one question, but for podcast hosts, do you recommend that they take the transcript and put that as their show notes, or something different from the transcript?
I would recommend if you had transcript, when we're naturally talking, like, I would just naturally clean it up, because I know I have a lot of ums when I'm speaking to someone. So I would clean it up, basically just taking out all the ums, clean it up, adding, seeing if basically when we have that audio transcript, it's best if we already have the keywords in there. So we already did that pre-planning. And what I recommend is basically having it onto your, using it as a blog article onto your website, as it makes sense. And basically we're kind of like saving time and taking that podcast show notes and also putting it on your website, because when it comes to online traffic, you don't know where your audience is going to land first. Are they going to land on your website, or are they going to find you on iTunes through your podcast? So you want to meet them where they're at, and just repurposing it and being present on multiple social media platforms, like podcast platforms, your website, being omnipresent like that really does wonders on meeting your customer where they're at.
And I love that concept where, you know, you don't know where your audience is going to first find you, that first impression. So it is important to have a strong presence, like just consistent posting on all these different places, because you could be like this super YouTube podcaster person. But, you know, if someone first finds you on Facebook and you got nothing going on there, that sends a bad first impression. So I definitely love that message. With the transcripts, it can definitely help a little bit to have them if you are going to, go through them, take out stuff, and then maybe you can even add notes where you could put the keyword in, like, you know, like an editor's notes kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a few different ways you can leverage the show notes. Would you recommend any other SEO tactics for a podcast that maybe just be podcast specific, or do you see it as like these SEO tactics and stuff like that, you could really apply them anywhere, whether it's podcasting, YouTube, like video or blog posts?
I'm happy you asked that, because SEO could be placed on anywhere you have content. So that could apply to YouTube videos, podcast shows, blog articles. A good way to kind of think about this is if there's was a giant pyramid. At the very top, if you have a video, you have visual and audio. And from there, if you want to turn it into a podcast, you could remove the visual and you just have the audio transcript. And then from the bottom of there, you could turn that audio into actual words. And so when you start at the top of that pyramid and you start with video, it makes it a lot easier to create different content to kind of spread around these different platforms and get as much exposure as you can to your audience.
Yeah, and I like that. I like having video on the top because it is easier to repurpose, as Jennifer just said. One of the things you can also do, one of the things I like to do is I like to write down notes. Like, you can't see it if you're watching a video of me, or you definitely can't see it if you're listening. But I have a sheet where I'll write down notes. It helps me with the show notes, but also if one of us says something really good, I'll turn that into a quote. So different things you say can also turn into quote pictures, and that's some of the stuff that I'm putting on Instagram, Pinterest, and places like that. So I mean, like SEO, there's just so many different ways to approach it, and link building and keywords seem to be the top two. I know link building, we already talked about, you know, like a scholarship or local events being really great, and guest blogging and podcasting can also be a really great way to get links as well. So there's just so much to SEO. It's just a matter of what you dive into first.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Pinterest and Instagram. And so there is a way to kind of, that's also content, I would say. There's also a way that you could actually place keywords behind these images to capture like more traffic into these images. So some of the ways I've seen like SEO being like something like Instagram is like you're promoting a webinar or you're promoting an event where you have a photo of an event, and then behind it, you could actually add keywords. And so anyone, when you embed a link inside an image, anyone using that image could, they're actually doing SEO for you when they place that image onto their website. Like you have an infographic, something like that. When they place that infographic with your link embedded onto their website, that they're doing marketing for you. So actually that's really, really great to have infographics. It's a really great way to have other people do SEO without you actually doing all of the work.
Wow, I love that. I mean, Jennifer is really sharing a lot of stuff about SEO already. I mean, I've been in this for a while. Maybe not as passionately about SEO as like podcasting or something else, but I have gotten my feet like pretty wet when it comes to SEO. But I mean, there's just so much stuff Jennifer's saying that is so insightful. And like, I haven't heard of this stuff before. And like, I can see how like, if you do it, it's like, oh my goodness. So like really take this to heart, because if you really want to use SEO for your podcast or anything else, Jennifer has been really sharing some really awesome insights during this episode.
Oh yeah, I'm happy that I'm here. And SEO, I would say one thing I want to kind of talk about is that it's a long-term strategy. So when you do a Google search, Google will tell you that, you know, it could take up to 6 months to actually start ranking for certain keywords. But the thing is, it's kind of like passive income. So with passive income, you're doing a lot of work up front. You're like building links, gathering keywords. But when you have content, like when I say content, it could be almost any, like we were talking about video, podcasts, blog articles. They're there forever unless the internet shuts down. So I've heard many stories of people, like maybe they did a podcast show and maybe years on end, they'll still be getting customers from that content. So there's kind of like a passive income sort of concept behind SEO. And it definitely is a long-term strategy. You maybe like you probably won't get ranked in the first month of adding keywords, adding content to your website, but you're basically building links and you're building keywords for the future of your business. And, you know, making sure that you're getting traffic constantly and you're able to reach people all across the globe in any time of the day.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, SEO is a long-term game, something very important to point out. And it's not long-term game in the sense where like you just keep publishing whatever comes to your mind. It's like for months, you may just be focused on like just a handful of keywords and really being intentional about the content you create around those and linking back to your older content and your newer content. So when you gain traction, it's like people can just go through blog post after blog post, or video after video, or podcast as a podcast. So it is definitely a long-term game. I'm very happy, Jennifer, that you pointed that out. And I feel like it is something that, again, it's not just you create a bunch of content and you win. It's you create a bunch of content, you do your keyword research, and then you've got a really good shot. So if you guys, everyone listening, you guys want to have a better shot with SEO, head over to SEOsymbiosis.com. Follow Jennifer's work, because this stuff is really good. Are there any other places where you can just find you and continue following your work to learn more about SEO?
Oh, right now I'm offering a free SEO audit of websites. So if you want to drive more traffic into your website, but you're not quite sure how, I'm offering that free SEO audit. So I will go through with you and walk through your website, see what kind of technical changes or backlinks or keywords you should be targeting based on your industry. And you could basically book an appointment with me through Calendly. So if you go to calendly.com/gen-90, from there you could book a direct appointment with me, and I'm happy to walk through with you what kind of things you might need to change with your website to gain even more traffic for, you know, for right now and for your long-term needs as your company grows.
Well, breakthrough success listeners, all those links and more will be in the show notes. I mean, free SEO audit from Jennifer, that sounds like something I might take up. So definitely make sure you do take that up while it is still free. Because this stuff has been really amazing. Thank you so much, Jen, for coming on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me on the show, and looking to see how I could serve your community.